Welcome to the Global Black Caucus Power to the People podcast. I'm Angela Fobbs, the chair of the Global Black Caucus, and my favorite companion, Adrian George, is always with me.
Hey, Sam from Sweden.
And today we have a great guest. We have Derek Bimbry. He is the Global Black Caucus leader, the Black Caucus leader in Germany, my country of residence. Welcome, Derek.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with these two lovely ladies.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming. Definitely. Derek is, of course, a Georgia voter. Surprise.
This is our Georgia on Our Minds series. We're trying to reach a peach. We got a peach of a guest in Derek.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We have a peach. So, Derek, how long have you been voting in Georgia?
First of all, I am from Ware County. Ware County is in the lower part of the state, in the southeastern portion of the state, just above the Florida border, Florida-Georgia border. Mm-hmm. I guess the most famous point there is Okefenokee Swamp.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, it's a wonderful little county. I grew up there, left when I was about 12 years old, but spent my summers there. And then I went back after a number of years being away, actually took a job in Atlanta in 2015, and that's where I registered to vote, and I've been voting ever since.
Wow.
Okay. Hotlanta.
Yes. I have some fond memories of Atlanta. And in our BIPOC Georgia Voters event that we had on Monday, I found out something that I thought was totally crazy, that Georgia has like 136 counties.
That's how many counties they have, but they do have a lot.
Yeah, it has the second highest amount of counties out, except for Texas.
Texas. And I'm just going to say, I know Angela said BIPOC, and we should know what it is, but Black and Indigenous People of Color.
That's right.
BIPOC. So we're BIPOCing. As well, yeah. So you vote in, is it DeKalb County?
No, it is Fulton County.
Fulton County. Yeah. And you voted in November already for the presidential election, I'm assuming?
I did.
How was that process for you?
To be honest, it was a bit confusing at first. But I must say, I had a lot of colleagues that are part of the Germany Black Caucus and just Democrats abroad who helped me through the process. I mean, they would actually phone me, send me mails every week. Have you done it? Have you done it? Have you gotten this back? Have you gotten that back? You need to do this. So they would not let me off the hook, which was great. But Georgia actually has a fairly easy process to register to vote. From vote abroad. And there it takes you directly to the registration page for Georgia. You put in some information. They have a very easy process for how you actually do your signature. You can actually take a piece of paper, write your signature down, hold it up in front of the camera, press record, and boom, it's there. There's your signature.
That's what I did. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So the process is actually quite easy to get registered. However, one of the things I found out is that you really have to follow up to make sure that they receive it. Now, when I actually press send, I got a notification back from them saying, we have received it. But then getting your ballot is a bit of a trick. You have to put on your walking shoes and do some work to make sure that you get your ballot and you get it in on time. And for those people who are participating, for the upcoming Senate races, it's important to register to vote by Monday, December 7th.
And that's right.
Make sure that you have your ballot. You can do vote by mail, early in-person voting, or you can do it on election day. So there are a lot of options in Georgia.
Right. But if you're overseas, yes. You need to, even though you can request an absentee ballot on the day of the election, you're not going to make it because there's no transport or any other, device to get your ballot there. So please request your ballot as soon as possible and get it sent back as early as possible in December.
Absolutely. Yeah, for all you 17-year-olds, you Georgians that are 17 years old and will be 18 by January 5th, and you weren't able to vote in for President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, don't worry. I mean, you're still part of a milestone election, an election that the whole world is watching, that the whole country is looking at, and that the balance of power sits on. So this is a fabulous time to be a first-time voter, I think.
Yeah.
You know, how exciting. So you have until, as Derek said, December 7th to register to vote. So, and I'm going to speak to the parents of Georgia voters who live abroad. If you've never talked politics, this is a great civics lesson to have with your child. You know, help them, walk them through the process of registering to vote and make them feel a part of the 2020 election. Angela, if people need help, they can get live help, right?
That's right. We have live help on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturday, and Sunday at hours that are convenient to most time zones. And it's Zoom help, and it's really simple. I'll have the links for the help and for Vote From Abroad and for the place to check your ballots and much, much more in the show notes for this podcast. So you can just go in there, click those links, and get started, request your absentee ballot, register to vote, check whether your already mailed in ballot has been logged in yet, and much,
right.
much more.
Because January 8th is the deadline to cure your ballot. And, you know, that's like if they have a problem with your signature. And how do we know that can be done by email or fax? And you can fax online if you get to that process. But Derek, yeah. Let me ask you, since you voted in the presidential, in the first senator, whatever else was on your ballot, when it was time for the runoffs, were you able to download your ballot, or how did you get your Senate runoff ballot? Have you gotten that yet?
I haven't gotten it yet, but I followed up and they say you're here and we know about it and that it will be sent to you. But I do follow up.
Have you tried to see if you can download it from the Georgia Voter website? I know some people can.
Yeah. I have not tried that yet, but I think I will because I want to make sure I do this. And you know, Angela and Adrian, I would also like to offer some tips to your viewers in a couple of other areas around this voting.
Great.
If you have relatives, particularly older relatives back at home, it's important for you to connect with them and make them aware of this vote. I understand that a number of the churches, particularly those in the rural South and places like this, will start to go and do this. But remember, right now, a lot of churches are closed. They do connect with their older patrons by phone and by different ways, but not everyone is tuned into that. So if you have the opportunity to reach an old relative, please do so and let them know. I talked to my mom a few weeks ago, and I said, "Mom, who are you voting for in the upcoming Senate election?" And she looked at me. She said, "What are you talking about?"
Said, "Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. So, yes, please connect with your family members
what
back in
advice.
Georgia because this is really too important. This is for the control of the Senate. Also, of course, for proper representation for the people of Georgia. And if we actually want to get some change done in the United States and beyond, then we need to have Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, be able to get his nominees through, to be able to get policy changes done. And we need to make sure that Moscow Mitch is no longer in charge of the Senate. He has been a disaster for the United States of America and a disaster for democracy. But you were saying, Derek, go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. What I'm saying is to sit down with them and talk with them. She said, "I don't even know who's running." I said, "Well, let me help with that." I said, "Get a piece of paper." And I said, "These are the names that you need to vote for." Because, you know, a lot of times they're isolated. They do watch on television. The ads for the candidates hadn't started yet.
Mm.
important to let them know exactly what was going on and why it was going on, because they weren't aware yet.
Yes, that is
that's
very
great
important.
Advice. You know what, Derek? So how did she respond when you told her and she said, okay, I'm going to vote? Or
yep, she said, well, then I will vote. And I followed up and they're ready to go. Got their ballots and all of that stuff. So
oh, fantastic.
That's really awesome. Just as a small point, that more as of yesterday, more than 940,000 mail-in ballots have been requested for the runoff election, which is really great. But we need to get more. Although, I mean, we need to get more, and because it doesn't matter if the Republican Party in Georgia seems to be a little bit in disarray with its, that is, yes. But we just need to make sure that we win fair and square, because we don't, you know, we just want to crush it. Like, we want to show people, like, this isn't, Trumpism may not be dead in their hearts, but it's a loser. Definitely, it's a loser.
You know what, Derek? I'm still kind of stunned that about the outreach that's left to do with the older community. I don't know why, because you know what? Because it's so first and foremost on our minds, I'm thinking that everybody, and I don't want to listen to the pundits and people say, yeah, you know, the Democrats may not even pick up one seat because, you know, they don't have runoffs or, you know, generally have low turnout and people might have voter fatigue and all of that. So I'm really, what you said is still, you know, ringing in my head. So yeah, we definitely have to message. Okay, we get to you, but get to mom, get to grandma, get to the uncles and the aunts. And you're absolutely right. The structure that we're used to with the churches because of the pandemic aren't operating in the same way. And so your mother is going to do the mail-in ballot?
Yes, she is.
Okay, thanks for that. I'm like, wow. So can you go back to her and ask her to make sure she talks to her friends, her circle, because she's an influencer in her circle.
Yeah.
And she could say, you know, my son helped me from Germany, you know, and now I'm going to help you and, you know, get it going. Because that's wow, that's important. Angela, I don't know why I'm stunned, but not stunned. I don't want to say stunned, but just hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's so many facets to this. In order to, the electorate is very varied. There's a lot of people in different circumstances, and we just have to make sure we make contact with all of them, definitely.
You know, in general, I think particularly people like my mom who are big television watchers. They're going to pick up on this, but it's key. Turnout is going to be so essential in this particular race. And it's important for them to make sure that they meet all of the deadlines. You know, it's not going to do them any good if they want to vote absentee ballot, but miss the deadlines ahead of time. So it's important that they understand the process and the things that are going on, because for someone like my mom and my stepfather, they're 86 and 91 years old. This caught them by surprise that there was going to be this other election. They thought, okay, I did my job and I'm done. But oh, no. You mm-hmm. have to do. So I think if we look at the candidates, a guy like Raphael Warnock is going to resonate with people like my mother and older people. I really don't worry so much about him. I think that he is going to do well. I think Warnock is actually going to resonate with other people of faith, regardless of his color. The one that I feel will be difficult will be Perdue versus Ossoff. Ossoff is young, he's white, and Perdue has been around for a while, and he has name recognition in the state of Georgia from the days when I believe, was it his father, someone, Perdue was a governor. So, people use that name recognition, and I think that that race to me will be the one that's more critical.
Yes,
that's a good point, because you're right. Name recognition means a lot, especially when people aren't paying attention to anything else but just know, okay, yeah, that name sounds familiar, mm-hmm. and may not associate it with this guy's particular record, and
which is bad. He has a terrible record.
But yeah. You know something, they're doing something quite unique, Warnock and Ossoff. They are actually campaigning together.
Yes.
So they're linking each other, and you always see the two of them. And I think that is really, really good.
Okay, because I know I've seen the pictures
yes.
with them in the mask, but I didn't know if that was like Photoshop. Or they're putting them together so that people know that that's the ticket. Like it's not, it's, you know, like those are the two people you want to vote for. Okay, so they're actually going out and safely because they have these masks on to say vote. Yes. You know, so they're actually going out safely and campaigning. Okay.
Yes, I've seen a lot of pictures with the two of them together. And I have to say, I wish I was a Georgia voter because I really like Raphael Warnock. Like okay, I don't know him or anything, but what I see, the things about him, the things I read, his post, the fact that he loves puppies and that he's a pro-choice pastor, which, mm-hmm. you know, that he doesn't want to interfere in people's personal business, you know, mm-hmm. He just seems like a very warm and thoughtful guy. In fact, Andrew Yang came out and campaigned with him to help get out the Asian American vote. Yeah, so that was like really nice. He just seems like a great guy. And honestly, John Ossoff seems okay to me too. So
he seems like a firebrand, like a go-getter, like he'd be a tough guy in the Senate, which is what we need.
Yes.
I like Ossoff, and I think he has a bright future ahead of him. He reminds me a lot of Buttigieg, his politics. So I think he'll be a rising star. He just has a heavy rock to lift in Purdue. Purdue is not going to be an easy person.
But for the people listening to this podcast, you just need to vote for these two guys and just mark the people with the D next to their names. You don't have to make it complicated, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been listening to a lot of people in the world, and a lot of people have this idea about they want a balanced government. And so maybe they'll vote for one Democrat and then they'll vote for one Republican, you know, to like kind of balance things out. I don't know. I don't think that this is a good idea because it's not getting us the results that people think. You know, they want to.
You know, in this race, don't vote for, you know, Warnock and then vote for Purdue. That's not going to help anything, right?
None of the Republicans at this point are good candidates.
No.
They're moderates. They're extreme to the right, and Loeffler is even further out. Plus, as Ossoff has pointed out, they're both crooks.
Yes. That is the most important part, like, is that they're crooks. And
let's
that
just be honest.
They're cheating the American people, and that they completely lied about COVID, you know, the fact that they're like, oh, there's nothing to worry about, no big deal, but I'm going to sell all my stock that's related to anything that, you know, it's like, no, that's not a democratic move. I mean, you know, democracy, small d democracy, that is
a big C capitalist.
It's not just that. It's more like authoritarianism, you know, like I'm going to take advantage of this for myself and then, you know, forget about all the rest of the people if they die. And a lot of people have gotten COVID in Georgia. A lot.
I've got relatives,
including
with COVID.
My parents.
Yes, that's right. Including your parents.
Derek, how are they?
They're doing good. I think after they've recovered, they think they will live to 100 now.
Okay,
wow.
Good.
I found out my aunt. Yeah, she's in Emory Hospital right now, and my cousin, her son, was released from the Veterans Hospital. It's like, yeah, it's not. That's the another reason we need the Senate to be blue, so that whatever. The president-elect's task force, COVID task force, says needs to be done. If it needs congressional approval, then it can be done quickly.
That's right.
It's been how many months and how many deaths, Angela?
Oh my gosh. Wow. We are well over 250,000, more than 250,000 people have died. And actually, I think we're at over like 2 million people that have gotten COVID in the United States, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous numbers. And I saw this this little short video the other day where it was talking about, I don't know if you remember, a few months ago, there was this Sturgis motorcycle gathering.
Yes, Dakota or North Dakota.
Yeah, it's in South Dakota. And South Dakota is one of the places that has an extremely high amount of COVID cases for the number of people that they have. I think it's like 1 in 5 people have COVID there. And what happened with this Sturgis biker event was that people came there with COVID. So they drove all across the country spreading COVID. And then they got into, there was like 250,000 people there. So they spread COVID inside of South Dakota and they spread it inside of the bikers. And then they drove back to wherever they came from, leaving a trail. Like you can see where they've been and how it spread. And none of these people wore masks. So we have to do something. And I know it's inconvenient that people don't like to stay at home and they don't want to wear a mask. And I mean, but we have to.
So we need a Senate that's going to support the House, that's going to support the President's COVID task force, also with environmental reforms and rolling back what was rolled back or pushing forward what was rolled back.
Yes.
Healthcare, education, immigration, everything that we care about, everything that Democrats and most Americans care about, regardless of your party, basic human rights. Those are the things that are not going to get done or get done easily or quickly if we don't have a Democratic Senate. So if you're a Georgian that lives abroad, don't forget to go to votefromabroad.org/ES if you want that information in Spanish to request your ballot or to request or to register to vote. If you've got a 17-year-old that's going to be 18 January 5th, you can help them walk that through the process, encourage them to vote, to participate. You've got until, January 8th to cure your ballot if there's something with your ballot. And because Georgia is a mail-in state, you have to return it by post. So that means you need to get it in the mail today. Derek, make sure you see if you can download your ballot. Because like Angela likes to remind me, Christmas Rush is coming up with the mail. We know the U.S. mail is like iffy. Somebody's mailed me a birthday card 2 weeks ago. I still haven't gotten it.
Actually, Barb Chapman calls me every other day to remind me.
Yes.
Who's that?
She's the chapter chair for his DA chapter.
Okay, great. See, Democrats Abroad, if you're an American abroad, you can join Democrats Abroad. Go to democratsabroad.org. And just like Derek is saying, we'll send you updates and reminders for all the elections that are going on by your county. So what you do, you register, you put your name, you put where you're located. So you'll be shifted to the country committee or the region where you are. And you'll say where you vote. So you make sure you hear about all the, like, hey, there was that special election that for people in John Lewis's district. That just, the results came in today, didn't they? Or yesterday?
I'm not sure. I think it was in a runoff too.
Something's happening with that. But for example, if you voted in John Lewis's, the great late John Lewis's district, we'd let you know about that. Like what's going on. They're different. Not only do things happen state by state, but they happen district by district, county by county. So if you don't have to keep up with all of that, if you join democratsabroad.org, we'll keep up with you with that. When I say we, I mean our great Get Out the Vote team, not me personally.
No, Adrienne will personally, she will call you and email you. And yes.
No, but we've got a great team of people that live and breathe, Get Out the Vote. They know all the rules for every state. They keep up with all the elections. As Angela say, a portion of them and other volunteers are going to be on Zoom to give you one-on-one help, private help in a Zoom breakout room to help you get set up and voted for Georgia if you have any questions.
That's right.
No questions too big or too small.
That's right. Even if you have questions about sending your ballot back, you can ask them, if you have questions about how it should be packaged in the envelope, if you have questions about, can you use a courier service like FedEx or DHL, they're more than happy to answer your questions. And if for some reason you can't make it to the live one-on-one help, you can always go to votefromabroad.org and there's a little red help chat bubble at the bottom of the screen. On every screen, you can click that bubble and then ask your questions and somebody will answer you. So it's super, super convenient. Yeah. There's no reason not to vote except, there's no reason for you not to vote. Anybody can do it from abroad or at home. And if you happen to hear this and you're living in the United States, you can always go to iwillvote.com and then select the state Georgia, and that'll take you right to all the information you need to know about voting in the runoff there.
Yeah, and you know what? If you've got a reason or a barrier, a perceived barrier to voting, that's another reason to go to votefromabroad.org and get on the help and say, is this going to prevent me from voting? For whatever your reason is, it could be, I haven't filed taxes and I don't know when. My child never lived in Georgia. I haven't lived in Georgia in 30 years. I haven't voted, you know, since Kennedy. You know, whatever. If you have any perceived barrier to voting, go to help on votefromabroad.org and ask your question. The main thing is, if you're not a registered voter, you know, you only have, what's today, the second, you only have 5 more days.
That's right.
To register. And that's a deadline that once that's passed, you know, that train has sailed.
Either the train has left the station or
train
the ship
has left the station.
One or the other.
All those metaphors, don't miss it. You know, we were giving you up to Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving has passed.
Yeah,
so just do that now. And another reason we wanted to talk to Derek, well, we wanted to talk to Derek for so many reasons, but another reason is because he, like Angela, is the chair of the Global Black Caucus. He's running things in Georgia and,
Germany. Germany.
Germany.
We call this Georgia 2.
Georgia 2. Germany. And Angela told me today that Germany has the most Black Caucus members out of all of Democrats abroad. So kudos to Germany. So that's like, okay, before I ask Derek some more questions, Angela, so there's a Democrats Abroad Germany.
That's right.
I know there's one in Sweden because I'm chair of that. And then where else?
Let's see, the Netherlands, Belgium, Austria, Kenya, Hong Kong, China, Thailand. I feel like I'm missing some other ones. The United Arab Emirates and
Australia. That's at least 10.
Yeah.
We're missing something.
And Canada.
11. I want to say Morocco. Am I wrong, though?
No, it's not Morocco. You know what? I could just look. That probably would be the easiest thing to do as opposed to.
You know, to me, it's fun because I bet if you look.
The UK.
UK.
Sorry, France.
France.
Yeah.
The obvious places.
Yeah,
Norway. Denmark. I don't know if you said
Denmark. Also, yes. So we're chugging right along. We're coming around. So also, if you're interested in starting a Black Caucus in your country, just please go to just actually email me at Black Caucus at democratsabroad.org. I don't use that email that much, but and I can help you get started. There's a possibility. There's a few people that have approached me about in other countries that want to do it. And honestly, and I will ask this question for Derek, but I think it's as much work as you make it.
Yes.
You know, like.
I'll let Derek say how he runs his, because I'll tell you how I run mine. And I run mine the low stress way. So Derek, how do you do yours?
Well, before that, let me ask you ladies a question.
Sure.
What do you think the number one question that I receive when someone wants to join the caucus?
Do you have to be Black?
Yes.
Yes.
And what's your answer?
No.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
I think that's important to note. because I do. I get that question so often. What it means is that we have lots of people of all different colors, races, faiths, who share the same kinds of interests and values that we all do. They see things such as racism, poverty, all different kinds of things that affects everyone. Mm-hmm. All I ever say to them is, listen, if you have a shared mindset, you're welcome with open arms.
That's right.
Allies, welcome.
That's right. Yep. If you are a person that believes in universal human rights for everyone, then please join us because we need you. This fight is a fight that, honestly, I would like to end it in my lifetime. I mean, and so I've still got a lot of life left in me. So we're just going to, you know, but we need everyone to have this anti-racism mindset.
Yeah.
And have a unity mindset, because that's the only way that we're going to make progress is if we all work together and we don't push anyone to the side.
I heard someone paraphrase Coretta Scott King, and she said civil rights is a movement that every generation has to take up. You know, because I think when a lot of people were talking about the Black Lives Matter movement, and some people were like, I don't know who it was. Well, you know, the people in the 60s, they didn't finish the job. They didn't do enough or whatever. It's something for every generation. And we're doing it. Me, Derek, and Angela are trying to do our part now in our generation. And a little part of that is working with the Black Caucus. So as Derek said, back to you, Derek, all are welcome.
Yes. You know, you asked how it is that I run it. The big thing is first of all, to be inclusive. Who have that shared value and they want to participate, absolutely. And then as far as there are two admins on our pages, so it's not just me who is actually doing the work. There are lots of people who contribute much more than I do on an everyday basis. They're constantly posting things on Facebook. People like Evelyn, they keep track of every little detail on things. And it's important, excuse me, to have people who can give of their time and are willing to do it as part of the caucus, and to let them go. Do it. And they constantly keep a high energy level. We also have people who participate as part of the Democrats Abroad who aren't even Americans. They want to be a part. They want to share. They contribute. They recognize that they can't be a member of Democrats Abroad, but they can still contribute and share in all of the things that are going on. I talked to you before about this photograph that was taken, and I said someone else was holding the umbrella. Well, the person holding the umbrella was a guy from France who is really engaged in this whole process around racism and wants to participate, and he helps, particularly from a dialogue standpoint.
That's really great. There's a lot of people. There's a place for everyone to do something, I think. You just have to have the commitment to justice, you know? And so many people do. And it makes me very proud to know so many people that are committed to progress and justice and racial equity. I don't want to like get too sappy.
Well, you know what? I've been listening to Obama's latest book, A Promised Land. And one of the things he talks about is like the generation, like his daughters, like they just assume that, you know, there's a whole generation of people who just assume that everybody's equal, that everybody deserves the same treatment, that human rights is like fundamental, and are looking at the adults and saying, you know, you guys are, what are you guys doing? You know, so we've got Democrats just, and I throw that out to say the Democrats Abroad has a youth caucus as well. And, you know, we've got youth caucus, women's caucus, Black caucus, Hispanic caucus, LGBT caucus, veterans and military families caucus, Asian American Pacific Islander caucus. I don't know if I've forgotten one, but as Angela said, there's a place for everybody, and all you allies are welcome to all of these caucuses. And we definitely invite you to join the Global Black Caucus and the Black Caucus where you live. And if there's not a Black Caucus where you live, Angela has put out the invitation. It's blackcaucus@democratsabroad.org. One thing, if you feel like, oh, maybe too much work or you feel overwhelmed, one thing that I've done here in Sweden, and this is even before the pandemic, where we can meet in person, is piggyback on the Global Black Caucus events, because 99% of them pre-pandemic seemed like they were global. You know, whether it was a film night, whether it was a webinar with a prominent leader, whether it was, now I'm rolling into the pandemic, but the Black Lives Matter vigil, Breonna Taylor vigil, Angela works with the Women's Caucus and like different book events. So what I've done is I make sure that I publish all of those global events in my Democrats Abroad Sweden group, and then co-make our page, Democrats Abroad Sweden, co-host for as many of those events as I can so that they show up on our news feed for anybody that goes to Democrats Abroad Sweden's Facebook page. And then I do other things that I find on my own. Like today I set up, it started November 30th.
And it's gonna I signed up for that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to end December 14th. It's in conjunction, Color of Change and Consumer Reports together are doing the film screening of a Sundance film called.
Yeah, don't ask me what it was called.
Coded Bias. Coded Bias. And it's talking about, I know, I'm like, what am I messing up? And it's talking about like the algorithms used in facial recognition and how they do not work in our favor. And it goes into that into detail. And there was, Angela, when was this? Why was this? When the Black Lives Matter movement 2020 was at its height, there were a lot of films that were previously unavailable that were available.
Yes, a lot of people made films available, yeah, which we definitely put out that, exactly, you know, you can just go and watch it, which, you know, it's a reason to follow us on social media, the Global Black Caucus on Facebook and Instagram. And also Twitter, because we do
YouTube.
That's right. We do alert people to things that are going on outside of, you know, overseas. There's a lot of interesting things going on. But let's go back to Derek.
No, it's okay. No. You know, there are two things I would like to point out. First of all, there's a fun aspect to being a member of the Black Caucus. So, couple things that we've done is, and this was at Angela's urging, was to hold pre-pandemic a Sunday brunch. It was a great way to pull people together to talk about some of the shared things that we were working on and that we wanted to do. We celebrated Barack Obama's birthday with a picnic along the River Mine.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was really fun. And I wish we could have done it this year too.
Yeah. Wow. So once the pandemic is over, I'm looking forward to going back and doing some of those fun in-person things, because I miss that. I miss being able to connect with people on things other than Zoom. It's great to do this, ladies, but I do miss the in-person contact.
I know what you mean.
I want to have old school Black Caucus, I don't know, maybe Juneteenth picnic or something, but I want to do the bump. You know, I want to see people do the robot. You know, I want dancing. I want good food. You know, I want people bringing in grandma's recipes, tried and true.
Oh, yes.
You know, I want music. And, you know, there's always time to have fun and talk about serious stuff at the same time.
Yes.
And that's what those in-person events are really good about. Now, that gives me inspiration for in the future, because I haven't done anything in person here in Sweden. We're spread out. I'm not in Stockholm anymore, where the bulk of the people are. But when things get back together and people want to come in and our chapter start doing in-person events, I can make sure. That's another thing. You can always make sure that you have a Black Caucus element in whatever chapter event is going on.
A very good point there. One of the things I'm most proud about that happened during this election cycle is that very early on when we started the Germany Black Caucus was to identify some focus things that we could talk about with other chapters. So I think I visited at least 3 or 4 different chapters and doing presentations on issues that were important to Blacks. And I think we correctly identified early on that Georgia was going to be a factor in the election, that Blacks and in particularly women and youth were very important to reach and help to turn out the vote. And so in going to those different caucuses, we constantly hit on those issues. And I think it was great to have it come to fruition during the election cycle, because Georgia turned out to be ground zero and still is ground zero.
Yes.
That we looked at very early on. So I was very proud of that. And I think those are some of the things that the Black Caucus can do to become a resource for the chapters and other parts of the Democrats Abroad organization.
And yes. You know, if I say 2 words, tell me your reaction. Stacey Abrams.
Awesome.
Yes. The woman rocks.
She rocks because you... Because you mentioned, you know, Georgia women, how they're going to report, you know, Black women. We know Black women are the backbone to the Democratic Party, but Stacey Abrams took it to a different level. She's like, not only are we the backbone, we're the head, neck, shoulders, backbone, you know, we're the entire, you know, she took her disappointment, can I say it? I don't know, anger from what happened in that gubernatorial election to, you know, well, this is what, you know, a leader can do. A leader doesn't, you know, say, oh, I lost and go lick your wounds or something. It's like, there's work to be done.
Or hole up in your White House and build a fence around it so nobody can get you.
So if you want to support what's going on in Georgia to get the vote out for these senatorial campaigns, Fair Fight is definitely a place that you can, if you're on the ground in Georgia, see what they can have you do. If you want to donate to help find overseas voters, go to democratsabroad.org/donate. That helps support our phone banking efforts,
advertising. Because we are definitely running advertising to try to turn up some new Georgia voters. And I can't be 100% certain, but I'm in Germany, I'm running an ad, and there's almost 1,000 people that click the link for Vote From Abroad since it's been running over the past couple weeks. So hopefully they're all voting. These are people we've never seen before, and they didn't vote in the last election or something, and they're like, oh my God, I've got to vote this time.
Yeah, hopefully they're not trolls. They're voters. And you know what? Yeah. Even trolls know in conversation, they can say, can you believe Vote From Abroad? You know, you never know who they're going to talk to who's going to be like, I want to vote and go. You know, there's some, I don't even know if it's still going on, some movement to keep Georgians from voting and Republican Georgians.
Oh, it's, yeah, the Republican.
Stop Republicans. You know, I'd like to ask a question in that regard. Do you have a recommendation? You know, there are lots of people who, of course, can't vote in this election, but would like to support the candidate. What's the safest donation group that you know about? Because I can tell you, I receive 10 a day. And there's probably only one or two that I would even consider trusting. Do you know some that you would recommend to your viewers?
I would say we had this event on Monday, and we had this guy from, what is it, Galeo? It's a Hispanic organization that's helping to get out the vote, the Hispanic vote in Georgia, which is a substantial number of people, and they're a nonprofit and could definitely use your help. I'll put the link in the show notes. And I would also say Fair Fight is really a place to put your money. You can put it with the candidates, but I think that Fair Fight and Galeo, they're actually on the ground with the people, you know, helping the people register to vote, helping them get their ballots, explaining the issues, especially the Galeo. They're using Spanish language so that they can get people that don't necessarily, their English isn't necessarily the best. Yeah, I would say those two organizations are really good to put your money into, because they're grassroots organizations.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying to look up, but I'll send it to Angela for the show notes. Democrats Abroad, our Get Out the Vote team, did call a list of and did all the research and have the pros and the cons about which organizations that they would recommend and why. So I can see if I can find that link. But as Angela said, Fair Fight, if she says Galileo or whatever, I trust her. But I would say the campaigns as well, because they are on the ground. They know their outreach. They know their constituents. They know what challenges they face in Georgia. They're going to need money to counter whatever the Republicans are going to start doing on TV, because they're going to start doing some stuff on TV. They're going to have
to. Are they, though?
Money. Yeah. They're going to need money for radio ads. So
how about the DNC?
Don't give it to the DNC.
No.
Don't give it to the DNC. But there is definitely don't give it to the DNC. at this point. But there is, and I can't remember which part of the alphabet soup it is, that's part of the Democratic Party that supports senatorial campaigns. It might be the DCC, DCCC, Democratic Congressional Candidates, but that's, I don't think that's the same for the senators. I'd give it I'd give $20 to Warnock and $20 to Ossoff, $20 to Fair Fight, depending on what I had, my lump sum, and split it up, and then encourage other people to do it. I'm one of those low dollar donors. Anyway,
every dollar counts. Yeah. And you can also give money to Democrats Abroad, of course, for the Georgia fight, because we are still, you know, we're still fighting. We're still in the fight, and we have thousands of votes from overseas to bring home to Georgia. So
you know what, Derek? I'm so glad you said that. And Angela, can you include it in the show notes? Because we can, you know, people can support us, Democrats Abroad, by buying that Democrats Abroad Global Black Caucus mask you designed.
Oh, that's right.
And if
that's
you want
right.
a Georgia voter peach tote bag, you can get that. There's a brand new web shop to help support Democrats Abroad, particularly in this Georgia outreach campaign. So you can get your branded Democrats Abroad merchandise. You can get some Global Black Caucus merchandise.
That's
and know
right.
that money is going to go to help reaching Georgia voters overseas outside of the U.S.
That's right. We have a mask that is, I kind of halfway designed it, but I'm not just saying that because I think it looks good, but it looks good that one side says Black Lives Matter and the other side says the Global Black Caucus on it. So it's a black and white mask. Hmm. One side's black, one side's white. And we also have some button sets that are in this also. So that you can let people know.
We can get a photo of you modeling that, and I'll put it on the Germany Black Caucus page and maybe generate some donations.
There you go. I will give you a link where you can show people.
You have one yet? Have you ordered one yet?
I have not. Okay, I haven't ordered any because, I mean, I don't want to sound terrible, but I did pay for them, so I'm just going to take a mask.
To order some and get the word out. So yes, send me a link.
Yeah, let me find the link for you and I will definitely include that. But it's a really beautiful mask, and the buttons are rather nice too, and everything goes to helping us in this Georgia fight, and which is the thing that we're most focused on at the moment. Here, this is like a non-podcast type of thing, but I'm going to show you the mask. So hold on. And everybody, you can get their opinions live. Dun, dun, dun. So what do you think, guys?
Well, I already voted it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Tell us what the fabric is.
I think it's like tricot, like what you, it's soft. It's a soft, it's not like hard and crunchy. It's soft and it's got a wire at the top, you know, to hold your, on the nose part to, so that if you're a person like me who doesn't have a big nose bridge, you can hold it onto your face. But yeah, it's a beautiful mask and it's very soft and durable. So yeah. I would.
You know what, Angela, I'm going to cue up our exit music. Because I think we said so much good stuff. I don't want to give anybody overload.
Yeah.
And
no overload. But no everybody overload. Vote. Please vote. Please vote. It's very important that everyone from Georgia vote because we have to win because we need progress. And my gosh, we have got to get rid of Moscow Mitch, really. He cannot be in charge of the Senate again. Otherwise, nothing will get done. Nothing will get done.
Derek, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day from
My
Germany to talk about.
Me.
Oh, you're most welcome. And thanks for all the work you're doing with the Black Caucus and for helping your mom vote. Yes. That is made my day. That made my day. Thanks for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you very much, Derek. Seriously, I don't probably say it enough, but I appreciate everything that you've done. And please keep up the good work. And Thank you, Adrian. As always, I appreciate everything that you do. I couldn't do half the stuff that we do without you.
You're welcome, my inspiring leader.
Oof, all I can do is try.
But we'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with two
right.
people in Georgia on the ground. We won't spoil alert in case they don't come.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Hopefully the two people that are actually in Georgia, which is always interesting. We already had one person from Georgia, Britt Barbo, and now we're going to have a couple other activists in Georgia. So everybody, tell your friends to vote.
Help us reach a peach. Help us reach a peach.
That's right. And with that, I just want to say thanks everybody for listening, and have a great rest of your day. Moonlight through the